from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Friday, Syrian peace talks. That's what the UN says.
Due to the intense disagreements, frankly, and different opinions on who should be on the list, the actual beginning of the talks, which was meant to be today, 25 January, have been delayed.
That's United Nations envoy Staffan de Mistura explaining why the peace talks between the Syrian government and opposition members in Geneva did not get underway as he'd hoped today. A special envoy said, however, that he'll be sending out invitations for the talks tomorrow.
And the date which we'll be aiming at having the beginning of the intra-Syrian talks, 29th of January.
That would be Friday. Libya's internationally recognized parliament in Tobruk voted overwhelmingly Monday not to approve the new 32-member UN-sponsored national unity government. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Members of Libya's Tobruk-based parliament, one of two legislative bodies vying for power in the country, applauded after voting against the recently named 32-minister government of UN-appointed Prime Minister Fayez Sarraj. Political analyst Muftal Amloum told Libyan TV he questioned the validity of the Libyan parliament's vote. He says that he does not believe that members of the Libyan parliament have the authority to approve or disapprove the new government, given that the rival legislative body in Tripoli has not been given that right either. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
This is VOA News. The Director General of the World Health Organization, Margaret Chan, is calling for rapid action to tackle the growing threat of emerging diseases. At the opening of the agency's week-long executive committee session, the WHO chief warned some major global health threats will demand urgent collaborative action in the months ahead. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the WHO meeting in Geneva.
WHO chief Margaret Chan appeared chastened when she told some 1,000 delegates attending the meeting that hard lessons have been learned from the Ebola epidemic, which has killed more than 11,000 people in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. WHO was slow off the mark in addressing this unprecedented outbreak. After a lot of soul-searching and advice from experts, WHO has begun a reform process. Dr. Chan says she is determined to change the way the WHO responds to outbreaks and emergencies.
Ebola taught the world that an outbreak in any part of the world can have global repercussions.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Dr. Chan cautions the world to be on alert for the emerging health consequences from climate change. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has expressed strong support for Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank amid increasing pressure from hardline coalition members over an incident in the Hebron settlement. Israeli troops on Friday removed several dozen settlers from two buildings, which the settlers had entered the previous day, saying that they bought them from Palestinians. The Israel Defense Minister, who authorized the removal, said the settlers were there illegally. Indonesia's coordinating minister for political, legal, and security affairs said today international cooperation was key in the fight against Islamic State. General Luhut Panjaitan is in Singapore to speak at a security meeting.
We believe again that we cannot do it alone, but what we can do is to establish close cooperation, then we can minimize threat, ISIS threat in this region. That's what we believe. And number two, of course, we have to bring stability in this region, like in Indonesia, for instance, because the Muslim population is the largest in Indonesia right now, 230 million. So this is also it's a good area for the radical group to expand their activities if we don't bring prosperity in this region.
His comments came 11 days after eight people, including four militants, were killed in the assault on Kuala Lumpur's main Thamrin Road that involved pistols and homemade bombs. The attack was the first of its kind in Southeast Asia to be attributed to Syria-based Islamic State. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.